C. Jameson, founder of MeetingWithTheMasters.com, and I'd like to welcome you to 30K in 30 Days to DVD. Now, before we get started, I'd like to give you just a little background on how the 30K system was developed. Recently, at an internet marketing event in Washington, D.C., top marketers from around the world gathered to network and to exchange ideas. It was at this event that several of my associates helped me to form a mastermind group with 13 of these marketers, marketers who have a combined internet revenue that exceeds $30 million. Now, this meeting was impromptu and took place on the final day of the seminar in a hotel suite. The participants had no idea what the topic of discussion would be until they were seated in the room. Now, of course, this was done so that we could capture the raw reaction and interaction as ideas unfolded. The theme? How to make $30,000 in 30 days. Now, I highly recommend that you watch this DVD in its entirety several times so that you're able to fully capture the essence of the message delivered. And while we can't guarantee that you'll make $30,000 in 30 days, you will acquire the knowledge that has enabled each of our group participants and many others to create a significant amount of income in a short period of time, as well as to create a long-term wealth strategy. So let's begin now by meeting each of our master marketers.
Hi, my name is Onyx Singhal. I'm from Gaithersburg, Maryland, right here, and I'm the founder of AffiliateClassroom.com.
Hey, this is Tom Bell with OfferLab.com and GatewayMagic.com.
Hi, this is Mike Filsaime from Long Island, New York, and you can get more information at MikeFilsaime.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Mulligan from New Hampshire, and I'm at CBMall.com at Bank Affiliate Storefront.
Hi, my name is Tim Irway from New Smyrna Beach, Florida. You can learn more about my Advanced Internet Marketing Strategies newsletter at timirway.com. You may also go check out our marketing system where we teach you how to compete with some of the most crowded markets and the top competitors at gatewaymagic.com.
Hi, this is Gary Ambrose from Orlando, Florida, from GaryAmbrose.com, and I do email marketing and help people with their delivery.
Hi, this is Telman Knutson from Brattleboro, Vermont. And if you want to kick some ass with your marketing, go to MarketersDeathmatch.com!
This is Jim Lillig from Chicago, Illinois, and it's SynergyIntermedia.com.
John Allis from Austin, Texas, of www.womenapproachyou.com, and I teach men how to get women to approach them first for a date, no matter their looks, age, or income, and maintain a relationship with them.
Hi, this is Jonathan Mizell. I'm the publisher of the Online Marketing Letter, and I am at cyberwave.com.
Hello, this is Mike Dillard from Austin, Texas, with magneticsponsoring.com.
Hi, I'm Russell Brunson from Boise, Idaho, and howtomakeapotatogun.com, and I teach people how to shoot potatoes at least 300 yards.
Hi, this is Kevin Wilkie from Nitro Marketing, and our website's nitromarketing.com.
As you can see, we have a diverse group of participants. So let's join them now as they begin talking about today's ground rules for the mastermind group discussion.
All right, welcome to Washington, D.C. at the Marriott Hotel. And basically, we've bribed and cajoled about 15 of the world's top internet marketers to reveal their secrets, and I guess we're going to go through a scenario basically for everybody that would involve how to make $30,000 in 30 days. If you can't make that mark, I'm sure most people would be fine with a portion of that, but we're going to go through as much of the process as we can. And I think it's probably important first, before we get started, is to acknowledge that $30,000 in 30 days for everyone in this room is definitely a possibility, and as far as I know, everyone has already done it. So it's more than just a theory, it's definitely possible. And the difference between those who do it and those who don't are is knowledge, basically, which is why we're glad you bought this and you're watching it. So with that, I think we'll get it underway here and open the floor. You've got access to a computer, you've got access to your knowledge. You do not have any personal contacts, you don't have a list that you can email, and your budget's $500. So that's kind of what we're gonna start with, and I think we're gonna stick to the info product arena, and probably the first place we need to start there for you guys is product or niche research or you know, where, what arena is this product going to be in?
I'd like to say something that may be just one step ahead of the research, and that is, you know, to actually be firm in resolve that you're going to do this project, to dedicate some time, because there's a lot of knowledge out there that's unapplied. So maybe the very first thing to talk about is, look, I'm going to dedicate X amount of time. If it's 2 hours, a half hour, if you only have 30 days, you might want to say right now, I'm going to put 2 hours a day at least into doing this project. Does that make sense?
The other thing I want to throw out there is a lot of people, you know, 30 days is not that long. So if you're a perfectionist, you need to get over that really quickly. You're not going to put together a perfect product, launch it, put together the site, the promotion, the advertising, and all that stuff in 30 days and have everything be exactly how you want it. You just need to be willing to put together a good product and work it within your time constraints. I mean, a lot of people want to, they delay it and they delay it and they delay it, and they have a 90% done product and a 95% done product, and it's 6 months later and it still hasn't made a penny. So be willing to just put the product together and stick to your time frame and go.
And there's probably, I mean, it's probably worth mentioning, there's probably $30 million in income in this room. And does anybody here have a perfect product?
Well, one thing I would just add is to understand, if you're going to make $30,000 in 30 days and you have $500 and you have no list and no JV contacts, then you're going to have to use some form of massive leverage. So I think that you have to have some type of frame of mind that you're going to have to get some experts in the industry to help you.
Talking about market research, because that's where we're going to actually find our joint venture partners. That's where we're going to find our other websites that we can potentially partner with. So actually, I learned a lot about market research from Tom. One of the things that he told me when I first got started was about Amazon.com. Everyone knows that. But something that a lot of people don't know is you can actually go and you can see what some of the top sellers on Amazon.com are. You can go through those top sellers, you can look at their table of contents, you can look at the book reviews, and you can get a lot of market research based on other users and other feedback that's out there on these products. So it's a good way to start when you're really researching a product idea, because what you want to do is you want to go into a market, you want to do better than that guy or whatever. And so it really starts with good market research. And one of the ways that we do that is Amazon.com. If you go to Barnes & Noble, that's a great idea resource. I mean, the way they position things in Barnes & Noble and other bookstores is they'll put the stuff that's really hot up right in the front of the shelves. They'll put the magazines up there that, you know, are really targeted, are really hot topics.
And then, you know, some of the really quick research standards are go to ClickBank, ClickBank.com. They rank their books from the top. If you're in a niche, simple, the guy at the top has the traction. He's selling the books. Go to Amazon. Go to the newspaper shelf. A little quick tip is, if it's at eye level, I mean, the magazine companies and Barnes & Noble and Borders, the real world bookstores, they're not fools. If it's at eye level, it's because they want you to buy it, and it's probably because they know it's going to sell. So, you know, the stuff on the end caps, you look at the headlines, and go to the magazine rack, okay? If you see 15 different bridal magazines and each one has a headline about dresses, weddings are the master niche, dresses are the niche within the niche, so that's some place for you to look. If all the home plans are talking about kitchen additions, the home plan magazines, there's people that are smarter than us, that it's their job to know what the next big thing is. So, I mean, there's just some idea generators, and then there's the keyword. I don't want to take up the, I mean, Tim's got keyword research, and I'm sure there are others. So maybe we should just kind of, you know, get into a few alternative vehicles to do this and then talk about keywords.
We're talking about doing $30,000 in 30 days. So I'd say another really important resource that you should look at right away is, who do you know that has specialized knowledge or information, who's really good at something that you can maybe work on a product with? I think that's really important, because when you're talking about making this kind of money, it's really about mastermind sessions, like going out and finding people who have done it before or who can share their resources and knowledge with you to help you create a product. So I just wanted to add that there's licensing opportunities, there's joint venture opportunities, there's people that already have products that you can maybe add a back end to. There's a lot of folks out there that do not know what a back end product is. They have big lists. They have not done anything but write an info product. They're selling a bunch of books at $25, $30. If you can get in there and help them create a back-end product for their business that could potentially make more money, you've got a great resource right there.
What you're watching here, we didn't sit down and everybody write a 200-page ebook to do this, right? We got together, we created a recording with our specialized knowledge, and we've turned it into an info product. And a lot of people think when they go to create a product, they got to sit down in front of a blank Microsoft Word screen and type in 200 pages worth of text. And that's not the case at all. We want to get this thing done in 30 days. We got to talk about fast product creation, which may very well mean an interview type of a product, and especially if it's a low-end funnel type of a product, it's an interview product where we can go and interview someone who's got some real expertise in our product area, and we can get a recording. We can have that potentially an audio product. It can be a video product. We can get a transcription, and it can be an ebook. We now have the flexibility to create multiple price points, and sometimes up to $97. You know, which seems to be sort of a good ballpark for a high end of just a pure download. And again, 30 days. You know, we're not going to have a whole lot of time to produce a lot of things here. So, you know, to me, it sort of makes sense to try to let's try to get something that's like a $97 product. Let's try to make enough value for it so that it's downloadable, so we don't have to worry about a lot of fulfillment issues. And I think if we can sort of think about that and not worry about writing a whole lot, but leverage that fast product creation, that's going to help us meet our goal.
Oh, really? Case study that I just want to share with everyone, just so you know that this is possible. You know, Tom and I have a mentoring program together, and we have someone in this room that called us up and wanted to become a part of our mentoring program. Well, he didn't have the resources to do that, but what he did have was he had a buyer's list of, I believe it's 25,000 people, and they bought his front-end product. So what we did was we brainstormed for, 15 minutes? We came up with a product idea. We launched it. 6 days later, we did $87,000 in sales off an idea just in 6 days. It wasn't Tom in my list.
And that applies for these viewers here because, I mean, one of the ground rules was no list. Tim nor I used a list. It was an outside party. So how that could apply is, you know, in your niche, I mean, and I'm just going to say widget or dog grooming or onion farming, whatever. It doesn't matter. That you go out and find that person.
What
who may or may
was not the exact product, but was it an audio product, a Camtasia, was it a video?
It's a
teleseminar.
It's a teleseminar.
It was a teleseminar.
Yeah, we didn't even do it yet. We just planned it out.
Pre-sold it.
Right. We got our product creation cost. We're going to come out with a hard product, and that's going to be a lot higher price point. But we got everything funded in advance, just from a couple of emails to his list.
So maybe we can. Maybe it seems like we're kind of settling in, and let's figure out if this is it. Is it an initial? Is it an interview with an expert or an interview with yourself? A teleseminar, which may or may not be free, and we can talk about that, leading into a bigger teleseminar. That sounds like a pretty clean model. Should we settle in on that?
It's the quickest, easiest way to do it.
And it ties everything together. It ties the leverage of the other experts to help you. It's an instant product. Like we all know the product that did $1 million in one day didn't have a written word written from Microsoft Word. It was content put on multimedia and sold. It's an instant way to create a product using
We did this exact method a few weeks ago, and we did 20K in 3 days with the exact method. And I happened to have a list, but it wasn't my product. So in this case, it was a buddy of mine, right? It was a hypnotist. It was a weight loss product, and we did a teleseminar series. Three teleseminars, sold a $300 series at the end. Didn't know if it would work or not, but, you know, 20K on the first test. You know,
I think the back end doesn't even have to be created.
You
got 30 days.
You find out all of a sudden you got this rabid crowd of 450
people.
Get the money first and do it live.
Yeah. Okay. So you got them. You sell them the $97 thing, and you can back end this. You know, $2,000 or $3,000. Six-month ongoing.
Right.
You know,
record the call, put on a CD, and sell the CD set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
And that way, if the person, no one buys it, you don't waste any time, any money, or anything creating the product. You got to
do another one.
Yeah, exactly. Move on to the next one. Refund the five people who did buy and go to the next one.
Sure. It's worth pointing out that you know, we're settling in on working with people with lists. And here's where I kind of exit my depth, but maybe somebody else can speak on it. I mean, you could do this same thing. Say you have an onion farmer, just for a funny, you know, widget example. say you have an onion farmer who's really good, okay, neither he nor you has a list, okay, assuming that there's a market for onion farming. You could generate, hey, potato guns, any questions? you could pay-per-click your way into registrations for this thing,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take a step back, because one thing before I go into a market, and this is something again that I learned from Tom, is I like to split test other people's offers and see what's going to work first before I go into a market. So as Tom was saying earlier when he talked about ClickBank research, I'll go in and I'll look at some of the ClickBank products that are top sellers, and I will create a gateway page, a short squeeze page, what you guys call. And what we'll do is we'll split test competitors in these markets, and when they opt in, it'll split test, let's say, 2, 3, 4 competitors. And what you're doing is you're getting some data because you're running a survey on there. So you're asking some questions to find out about this market. What you're going to do, and this is kind of ClickBank arbitrage, so to speak, is you're going to take information that you're learning in the surveys, and you're going to take the winning sales letter. Now you know the control letter, the letter that you have to beat. You've got survey data that helps you with your market research. Not only that, but you're recouping some of your ad budget in your testing process by doing it this way. So it's a really good way to research markets that have been established.
I'll tell you another way to research markets. You talk about going to bookstores. Is go in, get the niche publications, look at the DR, the direct response guys that are in there, call the publication, get them to overnight you a media kit with 3 or 4 back issues. See which of those guys are in there consistently, because they're paying money to be in there.
Right.
And they're not going to be in there if it's not working. And that's real important. You got people voting with their wallets.
Paying a couple dollars
exactly.
To be in there either.
They're paying a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
Especially if it's bad marketing, then you know that it's a responsive list because they're responding to crappy marketing and they're still making money. So if you take good marketing into that, it's multiplied.
So again, you're split testing other people's ideas. They've already paid the money to test different ads in some cases.
Yeah, or it's, the market is so responsive that the first thing they threw out worked. And they're continuing to do it, because as long as they're measuring it, and that's what's important, it's a DRI, they're measuring it, you can see that it's working.
I just want to say something about surveys, because I really just want to drive this home. Tom and I have had this conversation many, many times, and that is that we go into markets, we've done our research, we think we know a lot about these markets. I'll tell you guys what. Every time we do a survey, we learn something new. We learn something we didn't know. Sometimes it takes us away from the product altogether into another completely different realm. Sometimes we think that the headline we wrote is the headline that we're going to use for this product. No way. The market research, the data that we accumulate from doing this stuff, really helps us to lead where we're going with our product ideas and our sales process and everything. It really is the basis for every market we go into. We will not go into a market without conducting market research and asking people what they want. People own the credit cards.
I wanted to bring it back to something that I think is really important with regard to teleseminars, and that is to survey the audience in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do the follow-ups and the follow-ons and the call reminders, you're going to want to say, you know, we have, Joe Jenkins, the top onion farmer on earth, is going to address your, bitter onion bug.
Onion farming without tears.
Right, exactly.
Green or yellow, which
right.
is most
fun. But the whole point is we know these because we had, 33% of our respondents, want to not cry when they sow their crop. This is all tongue in cheek, but from the surveys, the survey, in my opinion, should be right there at the initial registration. What's your most pressing question about onion farming? What's your biggest concern about onion farming? And then that helps steer the content. It helps steer the bullets to push the content.
Helps you write your sales letter. Helps you write.
You just hit on that.
Produce your expert.
It's really important to find out, and I loved how Mandosian did it, where it's the single, what is the single largest question you have about onion farming? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to know your top 10 questions. What I want to know is 100 people's single most important question. And from that, I will then deduce what the most, because you're going to get, if you ask 100 people what their most important question is in an itch, you get 20 or 30 have the same answer. Okay? And then you'll maybe get 5 or 10 with the same answer. That top tier that's what you want to focus on because that's what people want to know. So, and ideally, that's what you want the product that you're going to be pitching at the end to be about.
And it becomes scientific because you don't have to know jack. You don't have to know anything about it.
It's better if you don't.
Right. Because when you get your you know, 300, 400, 500 responses and you know that statistically 23.7% don't like the bitter onion bug, and 17.6% want an onion farm without tears and so on, and we're kidding, but the point is you don't have to make anything up. You know just what your copy needs to say statistically to address the market right where it stands.
And by the way, you also know now you've got to listen. You give this to the expert and say, by the way, here's what we're going to cover.
Let's wrap that up. So Gateway Match can do the the survey for you, or there's AskDatabase.com, TheSurveyMonkey.com, and in your cPanel, if you have Fantastico, they now have free survey software. So whatever it is, but you find out, like Jonathan said, what's your single biggest question you have about niche, whatever.